Fairbanks area residents got a chance recently to add their voices to a planning process launched this fall by University of Alaska President Pat Gamble. As KUAC's Tim Ellis reports, the aim of the project is to set a course for the university over the next 100 years.
Just over 5 years from now, Alaska's university system will mark its 100th anniversary. And to prepare the state's colleges and universities for their second century, Gamble has launched a process he's called Shaping Alaska's Future 2017, which invites Alaskans to talk about the university system, especially how it's doing and what it needs to do better. Chaz St. George is a strategic direction coordinator with the university's Office of Academic Affairs in Anchorage. St. George says the listening sessions held so far in Matsu, Southeast, and the Aleutian Islands campus reflect the diverse needs of a system with 34,000 students in 16 campuses scattered around the state. St. George says there are a few universal themes that seem to come up every time, like the need for the university to prepare students for the workplace and the need for more distance learning to accommodate Alaskans who live in remote areas far away from the main campuses.
Common threads are the importance of the university as an economic engine in their communities, the gaps that are how can we do a better job of distance delivery, because that's a huge benefit.
Jenna Edmiston, the chief nursing officer at Fairbanks Memorial Hospital, says she thinks one thing the university should focus attention on is improving UAF's nursing program so that it better prepares its graduates to continue on from a two-year degree to a bachelor's degree. Edmiston says that's a growing healthcare industry trend that UAA's nursing program has done a better job at accommodating, and that puts UAF nursing graduates at a competitive disadvantage.
And we do not want to short our local students by not being able to hire them because they have associate's degrees, and that's what we're producing.
After the meeting, Gamble says he appreciated the many observations shared in the Fairbanks sessions, as well as those in previous meetings. Gamble says that preparing the university system for its second century must begin with listening to what Alaskans have to say.
Let's have 20 or 30 of these public meetings all over the state, and then let's turn around and ask our faculty and ask our staff and ask our students the same kinds of questions. And then... pile all these answers in stacks and see which ones are the biggest and go after them.
In Fairbanks, I'm Tim Ellis.